Radio Kate here at WOMAD 2011, and I have popped into a little tent opposite the main stage, and it's the Action on Hearing Loss tent. I'm here with Andy Glyde, who is a senior campaigner. Now, Action on Hearing Loss used to be the RNID, if I am correct.
That's right, yes. About 6 weeks ago, we changed our name. We celebrated our 100th birthday, and we thought we'd really go out with a bang and try a new, fresh name that says a lot more about what we do and really reaches people in a way that RNID never could.
The RNID is quite an established brand. I mean, you know, you've got the RNIB for blind people, and you've got D for deaf. I mean, that must be a bit of a struggle to have such a major name change. I mean, you're quite new into it, but how's it going so far?
Well, it's going really well, and the reason it's going really well, you almost touched on it there, that there are a lot of charities out there that start off Royal National. We even get confused with lifeboats, as well as RNIB for blind people. I've even been confused with a bird charity before, so it makes us stand out from the crowd and makes people realise they know where to go if they're ever worried about their hearing or they need any support for a hearing loss as well. So we think it works really, really well.
So you're not just here to support people who have already lost their hearing, but actually to raise awareness on, the dangers, I guess, of, you know, that a lot of people, you know, listening to iPods on tube trains and blasting stuff into their ears and potentially putting their hearing at risk.
Absolutely, and the main reason we're here is because music at festivals can be loud enough to be damaging for your hearing. So we're trying to make sure that people know where to, they can come and get some earplugs for themselves or for their kids. We have ear defenders. It just means that they can enjoy the music without causing any permanent damage to their hearing. It's so, so important, because as soon as you damage your hearing, that's it. There's no cure at the moment. So wearing earplugs is absolutely crucial when you're at a festival, just so you can enjoy it forever, basically.
So I was at, I went to see the box sets yesterday, and they had this amazing bass that they had, but it was literally shaking my organs, and I did at one point think, this can't be good for my ears. But I mean, how common is it to wear earplugs? And I guess the sort of common misconception maybe, that if you're wearing earplugs, you might... I mean, do you still hear the music?
Yeah, these are specially designed earplugs. So rather than foam earplugs, which most people have tried before, which muffle sound, these attenuate. So they let some sound through, but not all of it. You still get really good quality of sound. You can still hear everything really clearly. You still enjoy yourself. It's just a little bit quieter. And it's just stopping that dangerous level of volume from reaching your ears that can be damaging permanently. Going back in terms of how loud is too loud, as a rule of thumb, if you have to raise your voice to someone who's just 2 meters away from you, the background noise is loud enough to be damaging to your hearing. Now, we know if you go and watch a stage here, chances are you're not only having to raise your voice, you're having to get up really close to other people to hear you. So it's a really good indication that actually, yes, that is damaging for your hearing. But earplugs are the best and easiest way to protect your hearing and still enjoy the music. We're not about people turning down the music or to stop enjoying it at all. We just want people wearing earplugs so they're valuing their hearing.
But that's not all you're here for. You're doing something quite exciting tomorrow morning, if I'm right.
Yes, tomorrow morning we are running an attempt to break the world record for the most number of people playing air guitar at the same time. It's going to be happening at the open air stage at about 10:45. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. We're looking for about 2,000 or at least 2,000 people. The current record stands at 1,883, I believe, which was set by an Australian school back in 2009. And we feel we can absolutely smash that this weekend. It's going to be really good fun. We're playing some Jimi Hendrix. There's going to be people there to teach you how to play a bit of air guitar. We've got Justin Adams comparing as well, so it's just going to be really, really good fun. Just encourage everybody, just get out your tents first thing in the morning. It's going to be hot, so you don't want to be in your tents. Come out in the sun, help out a charity, and be part of history. This is, you could be famous and be part of the Guinness Book of Records.
And how will you know if you've broken the record?
We will be counting on the day, obviously, and we will be announcing what the final count is, and then we'll be going back to Guinness and just trying to get them to officially announce that we've broken the record.
I suppose a good thing about air guitar, well, two good things about air guitar, you don't actually necessarily have to be musical in order to play it, and there's no risk to your hearing, so I guess that's a win-win.
Yes, absolutely. We will be playing some music, but there will be earplugs available as well if anybody needs them. But yes, no musical skill needed, which is good for me because I'm not musical at all. I can't play any instrument. But the UK air guitar champion will be on stage to teach you a few moves beforehand and will lead you through the whole attempt. So don't worry. Everyone's going to be looking silly, so there's no need to feel embarrassed. Just get down to the open air stage and just have a fantastic time.
I'm now fascinated to find out how you do become the air guitar champion. But if I turn up tomorrow, I should bring my air guitar and see if I can learn some tricks. Well, we'll see you there.
Cheers, thank you very much.